Hello there, you're welcome to Everything 80s. Thanks for joining me. And tonight we're going to play some of the songs that made the 80s one of the favourite music decades of the last 50 years. I'm Deck Chair. If you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing radioactive80s@gmail.com. Tonight it's 80s with an edge, although the edge isn't as sharp as it has been on the last two shows. Not quite a blunt edge, but maybe more of a smooth edge. Yeah, that sounds about right. 80s with a smooth edge. We'll be right back.
And she asked me, why don't I come to her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by? But yeah, 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 cause besides the groovy high five, I say yeah, yeah. And that's why I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. The way she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything's okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah. And that's why I say yeah. I will play a melody and turn the lights down low, start nothing.
Opening the show tonight with Matt Bianco and a couple of songs from the Whose Side Are You On LP. Get Out of Your Lazy Bed. I'm dedicating that to myself because I just don't do mornings. And that album made Matt Bianco one of the great music acts in around about 1984. Used to love that album. Myself and my girlfriend at the time used to sit in and listen to that every single Friday night. I say we listened to it for about a year, maybe a year and a half. We're not together anymore, unfortunately, but then again, I suppose neither are Matt Bianco. Matt Bianco were one of the new jazz pop genre that are the theme of this week's show. So, now that you're out, lazy bed.
As the rain came down, I dropped to my knees and I prayed. I said, oh heavenly thing, please cleanse my soul. I see all I'm offering, I'm not impressed at all. I was halfway home, I was half insane. I never shut window, I looked in, just looked the same. Said, now send me a sign to save my life, cause at this moment in time there's nothing certain in these days of mine. As a fire in thing when it burns upon you, but I know as much as the day I was born in. Though I was honest, I might as well stay and promise myself each and every
your life's a flop. And when you're down on the bottom, there's nothing else but to shout to the top. Well, we're gonna shout to the top. We're gonna shout to the top. We're gonna shout to the top, shout. 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 So when you shout on your back and your life's a fuck, but when you shout on the bottom, you shout the ass back. Shout to the top, shout. Oh, we're gonna shout to the top, shout.
If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you would know that I'm a big Paul Weller fan. That time he's joined with Mick Talbot, previous keyboard player with Dexys Midnight Runners, and if I'm not mistaken, actually playing with Dexys in this tour. I'm not too sure. Have to check that one out. On occasion, though, the Style Council were joined by this lady.
I step off the train, I'm walking down your street again, and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there, and now you disappeared somewhere. I got a space, I found some better place, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain. find some better place, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain.
from the Body and Soul album. That's Joe Jackson. I'm another huge fan of Joe Jackson. That album was his seventh studio album, peaked at number 14 in the charts, and a mixture of pop and jazz standards and a little bit of salsa thrown in there as well. You can't get what you want till you know what you want, of course, is a nod to the jazz standards. And if you've seen the cover of the album, it's a picture of Jackson holding a saxophone, smoking a cigarette and looking up into the sky, imitating the album cover of Volume 2 by Sonny Rollins. That tour lasted only about 4 months. It was a short world tour, but at the end of it, Jackson said that he found the hardest tour that he ever did came too soon after the last one, and by the end of it, he was so burned out he swore he'd never tour again. Thankfully, that didn't last too long. Must be more to his over the next couple of weeks, especially one or two songs from the Jump and Jive album, which I was a big fan of as well. After these next songs, we have The Clash and U2. The Clash and U2 on a jazz pop show. You better stay tuned.
On magic carpet. it's a fairy tale to me, but you're in tune. You're shattered by the final frame of the moving scene that generates your every aim. You ain't no bird, and so for what it's worth, I'm gonna bring you straight back down, down, straight back down. For a lead and in the distance, you hear them calling, come back down again. But you don't know how, you don't know where, don't know where. You're shattered by the final frame of the moving scene that generates your every aim. You ain't no bird, so the wildest word, I wanna bring you straight. You feel it ease your bed, and please don't take me down. I don't wanna be yourself. Don't wanna fall on the red attention. You feel it ease your bed, and please don't take me down for nothing.
Just like the weather, if you remember last week, we played a lot of hot summer songs, which I'd like to believe lasted or helped drag out the good weather a small bit. That was Curiosity Killed the Cat, and before that, Swing Out Sister. Don't forget now, you're listening to Everything 80s here on Radioactive International. If you'd like to say hello, well, get in touch with the show by emailing radioactive80s@gmail.com. Keep the requests coming, get round to as many of them as I possibly can. And now it's the normal part of the show where we try to take things easy just a small bit. As promised earlier, songs by The Clash and U2 like you've never heard before.
Darling, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of. Always stay still.
fiction into the reality. And today the millions cry. We eat and drink while tomorrow they die. The real battle just begun. To claim the victory, Jesus won.
Now, there's something you won't hear on any other radio show. A little bit of jazz pop, or maybe even jazz punk. I found Should I Stay or Should I Go Now on an album called Jazz and the 80s, and the U2 song Sunday Bloody Sunday on an album called Jazz and U2. Now it's time for another jazz standard, given a little bit of the 80s treatment.
Gets behind me and keeps giving me that shove again, putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my heart. It's that sly old son of a gun again. He keeps telling me again, but I still have
First up that time we had an old Billie Holiday number given the Alison Moyet treatment, and after that the unmistakable sound of Sade Paradise, initially followed by what I remember as being one of the most overplayed songs of 1984, I think it was. Maybe it's just the fact that I was on holidays, but it seemed like everywhere I went you could hear that song. No matter where it was, any bar, any pub, any restaurant, you couldn't even go to the loo without hearing Sade. Anywho.
Give me the night.
produced by Quincy Jones. That's George Benson and Gimme the Night. That album went on to go to number one on the top soul album chart in the States, number one in the jazz album chart in the States, as well as reaching number three on the Billboard pop album chart in the States. Not a bad day's work if I do say so myself. That was Level 42, There's Something About You. Okay, that's about it for tonight, I'm afraid. Thanks very much for Level 42 and George Benson for closing the show. Hope you enjoyed our little trip down memory lane and our little celebration of, well, it was a celebration of the sun last week. I'm not sure what we're celebrating this week. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing radioactive80s@gmail.com. Next week, I hope to feature some of the 80s bands that are playing at some of this year's festivals. So, hope to see you then.